This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Dangerously hot weather continues nationwide. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
This relentless and stifling heat wave has more than 110 million people under excessive heat warnings and advisories. In Georgia, outdoor workers are trying to keep cool.
What I tell them is just drink plenty of water, take shade if you have to.
In California, firefighters are struggling to handle the temperatures.
So we're wearing that same gear, you know, to keep us safe. But yet now we're dealing with these temperatures, these outside temperatures.
In fact, it's so hot.
Now it's at 165.
That the pavement is sending some to the burn unit.
In Nevada, two women hikers have been found dead in a state park amid temperatures of 114 degrees. Wildfires in Greece have forced the evacuation of thousands of residents and tourists from the island of Rhodes. Nikos Moskos owns a restaurant where some of the evacuators have been taken.
We accommodate them. We offer them water, drinks, food, whatever we can to make them feel more comfortable.
The Justice Department says it's prepared to sue Texas if its floating barrier of buoys isn't removed. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez reacted on CBS's Face the Nation.
This has been happening every single week. We've seen people drown. Last year, there were hundreds of migrants that are drowning. I'm glad it's getting some attention. I'd much rather see the attention get focused on something else. The reality is the buoy is only a very small little portion of the river.
President Biden calls the barrier unlawful and it raises humanitarian concerns. At least one person has been killed in a Russian attack on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Ukrainian officials say another 22 people were injured. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
Through the darkness and debris following the bombardment of Ukraine's Black Sea port cities, rescuers shout out, "Is anybody here?" Even in the daily reality of war, it's still hard to see civilians bearing the brunt of it.
The attack damaged some buildings and the city's Transfiguration Cathedral. A strike is looming at UPS. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
The group making their presence known as they get ready to head back to the negotiating table with the Atlanta-based package carrier on Tuesday. Teamsters International Brotherhood President Sean O'Brien.
They've rewarded Wall Street. They've rewarded CEO. They've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package. Now it's time to reward the people that touch those packages.
Both sides have until the end of the month to reach a deal or a strike will follow. And Elon Musk plans to change the logo of Twitter from the famous blue bird to an X, perhaps as soon as tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Right now at Wendy's.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Scientists say climate change is making tornadoes stronger and more frequent. Tornadoes are also posing a bigger threat to more people. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more in this climate conversation.
As the Earth's temperatures climb, so does the threat of extreme weather events such as drought, wildfire, hurricanes, and tornadoes, all of which are now occurring more frequently and at higher strengths. Atmospheric scientist Walker Ashley says, while such events have occurred in the past, the evidence points to climate change contributing to the frequency and magnitude, especially when it comes to tornado behavior. The fundamental ingredients needed to fuel these disasters are becoming more and more available. With more moisture, atmospheric instability, and wind shear, this is not only leading to more tornadoes, but also more hailstorms. Ashley said these ingredients are now spanning over a larger area too, expanding the bullseye effect into major cities. As the populations grow, the chances of the needle in a haystack tornado hitting a city becomes greater than it used to be. Just last week, the Chicago area scrambled when 11 tornadoes tore through the burbs. The National Weather Service also confirmed a tornado touchdown near O'Hare International Airport, located less than 20 miles from the heart of Chicago. The American Meteorological Society expects that with the changing climate, tornado season will escalate outside of the traditional peak times, which is typically March through May. This year, Wisconsin has had 18 confirmed tornadoes touch down, causing $5,150,000 in property damage so far. And last year, tornadoes began spinning up in early March, lasting through mid-October, with 7 touchdowns occurring in a single fall day. And in 2021, 13 tornadoes struck in December, well outside of the season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota up here in Chippewa County, where it's another beautiful day up north, albeit a bit overcast and little bit on the chilly side. 60 degrees in Chippewa Falls on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. Lots of you listening on the Shaw, where it's 55 degrees in Waukesha, and lots of folks in town for the Harley-Davidson homecoming. Some very hardy souls braving the rain and other conditions to come to the big party in Milwaukee. Welcome to Wisconsin. We hope you have an awesome time. Folks listening to Mad Radio in Madison, 60 degrees by you, 54 in Wisconsin Rapids, 57 up in Hayward, Platteville, and Fond du Lac both reporting 61 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning on this Thursday, July 13th. Here's what's on tap this morning. We're going to start with a study in contrasts. Tom Tiffany versus Gwen Moore. The Republican congressman, Tom Tiffany, used his time in a Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday to pepper the director of the FBI with a rehashing of conspiracy theories and excuses for the January 6th insurrectionists. And by contrast, Gwen Moore has been helping colleagues or been helping constituents understand the benefits of Medicare, finally being able to negotiate for lower prices with the big pharmaceutical companies. Joseph Pecky is going to tell us more about that coming up later this hour. In our second hour, Iowa's sad slide for women. In the middle of the night Tuesday, Iowa Republicans rushed through a near-total abortion ban, and we will talk to an obstetrician gynecologist there about the impact on her patients and on Iowa women. Then at 7:30, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us with a family physician from the Kickapoo Valley, Dr. Joel Charles, who will tell us how everyone can play a direct role in making sure that new pollution standards for power plants and vehicles are not weakened by industry lobbyists. So a lot of ground to cover today along the way. If you've got any questions or comments, you can ring us up at 844-967-2789. Aaron Zommers joins us from Madison as well, because I have a little civic media work to do here. And I know that down there, they've been talking a lot about the Civic Pints promo. When you hear Civic Pints, you're thinking maybe beer. No, sir, this is about blood.
Although maybe someday we'll do one about beer.
I'm not opposed to that. Don't get me wrong.
Me either.
But yeah, but Civic Pints, and that's the hashtag here, is all about the new statewide blood donation challenge. Are you a regular donor yourself, Mr. Zommers?
I am not, because medically I'm not supposed to. Otherwise, I would.
Oh, well, see, now you've got a valid excuse. That works for me. And then those of us who are O negative really need to step up and do that. So with that said, let me tell you more about the statewide blood donation challenge from Civic Pints. It runs from now until July 31st, so now through the end of the month, because the state of Wisconsin, much like the rest of the country, especially in the summertime, faces a severe shortage in our blood banks. Everyone's help is needed, because any one of us could be in the sudden need for blood. And without people donating, it just wouldn't be there. So the blood donation challenge isn't just a feel-good thing. You can win prizes as well. And it's really easy to enter. Just go give blood at a blood donation center. Put up a selfie with a hashtag. The hashtag is Civic Pints, as in pint of blood. So Civic Pints is the hashtag. Put up that blood donation selfie and you'll be entered to win a pair of Brewers tickets. There's a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. There's more than 100 packs of Civic Media swag and more. So just go to civicmedia.us and then there you can get the directions to go to the Give Blood page, or just go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. And just remember to take that selfie, post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and then the Civic Media team will contact you with all the details on finishing up your entry. So give that a go. All right, our newsletter is out for Up North News as it comes out about 5 a.m. on weekdays. And Christina Laurie put together today's newsletter that includes the top reasons why Wisconsin applicants fail on their background checks for gun purchases. She also talks about the details of an upcoming Art of Cheese Festival. And you can sign up for the newsletter on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Up North News being a separate entity from Civic Media, though we are thoroughly happy to be here this time every morning to tell you what's happening over at Up North News. As I was looking at the news wires and things to share with you this morning, we have a lot of serious news basically coming up from 6:15 onward. So I wanted to share a couple of lighter notes real quick. The Chautauqua Alert, Chautauqua being just about 25 minutes north of here or so. Nice photo of a visitor from Illinois. He's legally blind. He has cerebral palsy, but it's a picture of him and the beautiful 25-inch walleye that he caught out there on the Chain of Lakes. Something, you know, when your local newspaper is the type that puts up, you know, the nice fishing photos, that's when you know you live in a pretty sweet place. And there's a lot of that going on here up north. And in Eau Claire, the Volume 1 newspaper has a really nice tribute article about my friend John Murphy, who is a local legend in Chippewa Valley radio, and is in fact as nice a guy in person as he is on the radio. And I was very privileged to work with him for a time in the 90s at Wax and Way. So if you have any connection to the Chippewa Valley or know of John Murphy, there's a good article in there on Volume 1 about John Murphy getting a big new statewide award for his many years of service. Let's pause. We'll take a break here and then hear more about what's happened on Capitol Hill in Washington yesterday. It was rather embarrassing. Details next. You're up north.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
With us, you'd think, wait, why do we need to protect our care? Well, we're going to talk about a Texas judge in just a minute here. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
At 6:30 here. So sorry, we hit a wrong button. You're gonna hear that Joe Specky interview coming up at 6:30, as we normally do on those Thursday mornings. We were hearing a little bit of Carlos Santana because today is his 76th birthday. So we'll hear a little bit more from him throughout the course of the morning here. Time now for our Brewers update. Hey, I should put myself on camera here. I got myself all befuddled over here. William Contreras, what a game last night. As I was watching it in between thunderstorms and insurance company calls, William Contreras hit a tie-breaking double in the seventh inning, and the Brewers beat the Phillies 5-3 last night. For the Brewers, it was their fifth win in six games. Contreras had three hits and two RBIs for the Central Division leaders. Blake Perkins drove in two runs. Milwaukee had 10 hits, and five of them were doubles. Always nice when the bats come back to life. And then Contreras really tied a bow on it with a key out in the ninth inning, throwing out a Phillies runner who was trying to steal second. Brewer starting pitcher Colin Ray allowed three runs, two of them earned, over five hits, over five innings. Corbin Burns will be pitching this afternoon. And that'll wrap up a three-game series with the Phillies. Then they come home for a weekend series against the Atlanta Braves, and we will have tickets later this hour to Saturday evening's game with the Brewers versus the Braves. You can hear the Brewers in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3, 1100 AM, and WRCE News from the Center over in the Richland Center area. That's 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. We had heard the story about a U.S. soldier who had, quite surprisingly, bolted and fled across the border into North Korea. North Korea still has not responded to any U.S. attempts to discuss the soldier who ran across the heavily armed border. The soldier's family is from the Racine area, and the serviceman's prospects for a quick release are unclear, according to the Associated Press, with a time of high tensions and very inactive communications channels. The soldier's name is Private Travis King. He was supposed to be on his way to Fort Bliss, Texas, after finishing a prison sentence in South Korea for assault. But he instead, once he got to the airport for the flight home, he somehow managed to sneak in with a tour group. And the tour group was heading for the DMZ, the border between North and South Korea. And then at some point, he made a run for it and ran across the border, has not been seen since. And again, North Korea has not responded to any outward communication about possibly getting the soldier back or what they plan to do with him. So it's something that has his family in Racine obviously extremely concerned, and something that we'll continue to monitor here. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is back in the news again. Yesterday, it was for taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from his campaign donors, even though he said he wasn't expecting to be paid back for the personal funds that he loaned his own campaign. Yesterday, we learned that Senator Johnson had done a wide-ranging interview with a YouTube influencer in which he embraced all manner of conspiracy theories, which I know is not new. Although he did get a little bit more specific in one particular conspiracy, saying that he believed it was certainly possible that government agencies were involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. He also called the death of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein fishy during this interview with a YouTuber, Tommy G, who asked the senator if it was possible that U.S. agencies were involved in JFK's assassination. I think it's certainly possible. Yeah, Johnson said. The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it. There are so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting, said Johnson, an already widely known conspiracy theorist for things revolving around the COVID-19 pandemic and quackery that does not work and skepticism about the vaccine that does. It's just one of several conspiracy theories that he talked about in this YouTube show with a Tommy G, who the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article refers to as a YouTuber who bills himself as making the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. They also talked about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign. Again, Robert Kennedy Jr. Is one who is spreading massive amounts of misinformation and outrageously now racist misinformation about the vaccine. So I'd looked at maybe playing some clips from this. I don't see that it's going to have a lot of value, frankly, except just to let you know it's there. And if you care to, shall we say, find yourself awash in conspiracy theories for 20 minutes or so, then you can look that up and hear Ron Johnson yourself. All right, let's talk about this song from Jason Aldean. That is the latest thing to divide folks when politics and entertainment come together to make a baby called controversy. And I would definitely try to comment on this as if I'm talking to some good friends and neighbors who aren't shy about calling themselves conservatives and proud Americans, but these same people, because I know them and love them, genuinely want to see eye to eye when they can have a disagreement with me or other people and subject it to some good, honest conversation. So here are the things I would say in that conversation, and I hope that it would help people understand a little deeper why there are people so troubled by the song and the video. So here we go. Jason Aldean is a very public conservative, and there's nothing wrong with having your beliefs. He put out a song not long ago called "Try That in a Small Town." Yeah, the lyrics are all right. They're a little thick, I'd say, on extolling the values of the small town. Because no one in their right mind thinks every small town is this utopian place with no crime and no bad people. And, you know, that there's a flag waving parade down Main Street every day. But if you want to talk up your community, whether it's a small town or a city, you go ahead and fly your flag. Okay. You go ahead and do that. But it's not just the lyrics. It's also the accompanying video that then magnifies those claims about small towns by pitting all small towns against all cities. And it truly serves as clickbait. And that's what this video is. And that's what the resulting controversy is, which is why I'm a little embarrassed to talk about it. But again, I feel like we're talking about it from the standpoint of pulling back the curtain. We're not just shaking our fist at it and saying that it's racist and it encourages lynching. And we're not just shaking our fist at the critics and saying, you're not Americans. We're spending some time breaking down the song and the video. And the video, the clickbait, is all about entertainment. And entertainment is all about ratings. Jason Aldean is not going to get attention for this song. He's not going to get clicks for the video if it's just him standing at a microphone and singing on a stage or in a cornfield or on a small town main street. But add the imagery of riots and other violence and burn some American flags. Well, now you've got something that's going to go viral. It's going to go viral both ways, from people who love it and want to share it, and people who go, what the hell is this? So I think we can all agree on point number one. This is entertainment. This is about clicks, chatter, ratings, and money, more so than it is about small town or American values. Jason Aldean and the director of this video did not choose those shots willy-nilly. Okay, there was nothing accidental about how they put that video together. So now we get into the substance of the song, Life in a Small Town. Look, any town, any city can be awesome. Any town, any city can be a place you cannot wait to get out of. And you know what? They're usually both at the same time. So again, don't try to tell me the place that you like, the small town, is without its faults. You just chose not to include them in your song or in your video. Do you believe there's no domestic abuse in your small town? Children afraid of a parent because that parent believes in tough love at all costs? Are you familiar with meth or good old alcoholism? Do you think county jails in these small towns are empty, dusty places because nobody commits crimes in Mayberry? So, I mean, come on. Let's agree on point number two. The small town fairy tale is a fairy tale. Some are good. Some are really not good. Some are both at the same time. So if we agree on that, then what's this song really about? Well, it seems to me it's a way to work out some aggressions that Jason and other folks are feeling on the inside. Because there's lots of imagery there of people protesting, even rioting. And by the way, I guess a lot of the rioting video is not from the United States. It's from riots that took place in Canada. But again, if you're the director, it's entertainment, you know? But regardless, the imagery of people protesting and rioting, they're pointing out the people who keep seeing unarmed Black men and women getting gunned down with virtually no consequences. That's not something in Jason Aldean's experience. What Jason Aldean refuses to see is he's trying to make the point, you don't burn down your own community. Well, you don't burn down part of your community unless if you feel like it's actually your community. If you feel like somebody else is pulling all the strings, including whether you live or die when you're pulled over for a traffic violation, it doesn't feel like your community. But again, Jason Aldean is not upset about that first part. He's upset that the people who used to be scared, the people who are forced to fear others, are no longer simply frightened or intimidated. They're frustrated, they're mad, and they want you to know it. And instead of listening to their concerns, you write song lyrics about these frightened, frustrated, and now fed up people. You grab the imagery of the rioting rather than the imagery of their everyday lives, their struggles to overcome the suspicions and the sideways glances that you, Jason Aldean, will never have to live with. And the lyrics that follow are all tough guy that, oh, try that in a small town. But you know, there's a lot of people in a small town who are fed up with unfairness and injustice as well. And of course, there's the trope about rounding up all the guns. Oh, for the love of God, shut up about that already. Nobody wants your guns. So it's entertainment. It's about frustrations and refusing to understand why some people are so frustrated, fed up, fearful, and really want things to change. All right, when we come back, now we'll hear more from Joe Zepecki and a Protect Our Care event about trying to protect parts of the cancer screenings in the American Care Act. Back after this, you're up north.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. That unrelenting heat is still bearing down on much of the country.
More dangerous highs expected today. Phoenix, 113. Las Vegas, 113. Tucson, 109. In the U.S., more than 3,500 temperature records have been set this month alone.
CBS's Mark Strassman. Houston police are looking for a suspect after a shooting at a bar and nightclub last night. The assistant police chief spoke to reporters.
So what we have is a multiple shootings involving at least five victims. Two are in critical, three are non-life-threatening injuries.
It is a big weekend at the movies. That's my Barbie. Go
Barbie.
The new Barbie movie brought in $155 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters so far this weekend, setting a record as the biggest opening of 2023. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Milwaukee Brewers so far have a split in their series in Philadelphia. Philly won the opener. The Brewers won last night, 5-3. William Contreras hit a tie-breaking double in the seventh inning. He also threw out a man trying to steal second in the ninth inning to help seal the deal. Corbin Burns will be pitching for the Brewers this afternoon in Philadelphia. Then they come home to take on the Atlanta Braves for the weekend. A reminder that Civic Media Group, the radio stations are encouraging everybody to give blood this month. Blood banks are notoriously low on supply during the summer months. Could really use your help, and you could get stuff for doing it. And it's pretty easy. All you do is take a selfie while you're donating blood and then put on the hashtag Civic Pints for giving that pint of blood. You put it on social media. Folks at Civic Media are going to see the hashtag Civic Pints, and then they will get you enrolled for possible giveaways that could even include Milwaukee Brewers tickets. So again, put a selfie of yourself at a blood donation center, a real one. Don't have your cousin, you know, taking care of this for you. Dr. Lyerly would recommend against that. And again, Civic Pints, and that will get things done. Kristen, I don't think there's a lot of amateur blood draws that are done out there, right? But you never know.
I think that's a bad idea.
Oh, wait, those are vampires. Never mind. I get them mixed up from time to time. All right, it's hometown health time. And, you know, Dr. Lyerly, while she spends a lot of time in Arizona now, in Minnesota, but she is Wisconsin-based. She follows the Wisconsin legislature for obstetricians and gynecologists, you know, across the country to report on what they're doing. And you have a colleague from Minnesota so that you can do a little compare and contrast about this year's sessions, Kristen. So I'll leave you to introduce our guest.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be very clear, I am a sixth generation Wisconsinite. So I am Kristen for Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin, but I also get to see what's happening in other states across the country. And I work very closely with lots of states in the upper Midwest. And I'd have to say my favorite right now, especially, is Minnesota. I have this amazing colleague from Minnesota, Dr. Elizabeth Slagle, who happens to be the legislative chair for Minnesota for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And Dr. Slagle is here with us this morning to talk about some of the incredible victories that they've seen just across the border and just to help us kind of compare and contrast. So Dr. Slagle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to talk about these things. It's my favorite.
And I'm so glad you had a quiet call night so that you're feeling like fresh and excited.
I am.
And happy.
Just a few births, but nothing too crazy. Everybody's safe and sound.
That's great. So your trifecta, you have a Democratic government right now in Minnesota that really works well. Tell us a little bit about, just in general, what the government has been able to accomplish and what the pace has been like this last year.
Yeah, so I've had, you know, this great ability to be working in medicine, but also fulfill kind of my passion of looking at legislative policymaking and working with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And for the last 4 years previous to this year, we had a split legislature. So, you know, our agendas and what we tried to get passed was like, it was just gridlock. You know, we would try really hard to pass a very common sense, you know, legislation that's going to help our patients, things that are just inherently bipartisan. And it would take a lot of strategy and just a lot of conversations just to get it through the finish line. This year, however, we had the trifecta. So we had the Democrats control both houses in the legislature as well as the governor. And it was just fast and furious. It was drinking through fire hose, truly. The people that assign bill numbers to the bills could not keep up with the number of bills that were coming their way. So we were able just to get a momentous amount of amazing legislation passed in a short period of time. I like to think of it as the year that Minnesota just really stepped up and decided to expand freedoms for our citizens. So we did so much. I mean, it started with the PRO Act, basically enshrining the ability to have access to comprehensive reproductive health care, including abortion, without any interference from the legislature, making that decision between a health care provider and the patient. We had protection for any gendered health care here. So people can cross the border, they can get their health care here, knowing that, again, that's a decision between them and their health care team and not something that lawmakers are going to tell them about. It was just amazing. Universal school lunch, a lot of money into education. We had finally some common sense gun control legislation. Just was really amazing to see. And, you know, we just expanded voter rights. So it just made everybody easier to get registered to vote, to enshrine that ability to represent yourself in your democracy. It was profound.
Hey, I love that you summarize it as an expansion of personal freedoms, which is something that we hear resonating across the country and something that is so fundamentally important to all of us. Let's highlight, I mean, you mentioned a couple of the things, but here's a list: paid family and medical leave, voting rights, universal school meals. That's in the legislature in Wisconsin right now as well. 100% clean energy by 2040. Student support and mental health funding, funding for childcare assistance, background checks, and you mentioned red flag gun laws, legalizing recreational cannabis. I mean, Wisconsin right now is an island in a sea of cannabis, of legal cannabis, driver's licenses for all, banning conversion therapy, transgender refuge legislation, prescription affordability package, prescription affordability. Like, this is bipartisan stuff that is so important. And your trifecta, to be very clear, is not a solid majority. I mean, some of these districts have only been won by a very slight margin, which really underpins the importance of getting out and voting for all of us.
Absolutely. We don't have, you know, this is a state that does swing back and forth. I've seen, you know, lots of versions of who represents us in the government. I mean, they call us a purple state. A lot of people think that it's like solidly blue, but we really aren't. The number of votes it took to get this kind of control was slim, about 2,000 votes over just a few key races in both the House and the Senate. But I would say, given that, you know, a lot of people would talk about how maybe there was just a lot of bills passed that didn't have bipartisan support. But when you look at this stuff that's passed, I mean, this is what the citizens and the population want. This is what people are voting for. They want access to good government services. They want access to paid family leave. So if they have an emergency, they still have protections from their job and some pay. I mean, these are basic rights that people universally want. Now, the tricky part is always how to enact it and how to make a big change, right? Change is hard, but this is what the citizens want. And this is what they voted for to represent them.
And it's something that we saw reflected in Wisconsin in Marquette polls over and over and over again. And so what Democrats in Minnesota did was say, okay, we've got this slim majority, but if we hold together, if nobody decides they want to be the maverick of the caucus, we can implement these things that are essential to what our constituents believe, knowing full well that legislatures swing. There are some of these Democrats are going to lose their seats in 2024. We don't know where the majority is going to be, but if the majority is with the Republicans, it then becomes on them, okay, which of these are you going to try to kill? Which ones are you going to try to take away from families and others? And Dr. Slagle, you look at the Minnesota legislature closer than we do, but what are your feelings about, you know, if, well, when, because pendulum swing, you know, whenever Republicans take the majority in Minnesota again someday, are there some of these that you're concerned would be the first things to go before they could even get, you know, fully implemented?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we always worry about, you know, in my field, protection for reproductive health care, right? So things that protect that, like abortion care or gender health care, those laws can be reversed. Now, we do have some protections on the state level from previous court cases, but it's certainly not, it's not in our constitution or anything like that. So we do worry that those things can be flipped and reversed. Absolutely. That's why it's important to vote, because you can get amazing policymaking and then that stuff can be reversed. You know, I do wonder how much of those like very basic common sense gun control measures could go out the window. I mean, we have a crisis with guns, and in healthcare, we think of this as like a top healthcare emergency. So I see those things as all very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier the PRO Act, which is so different than what we're living with here in Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin has an 1849 criminal abortion ban, where abortion at this point is not being performed with the exception of the life of the mother. But it's very different in Minnesota. Tell us a little bit about the PRO Act and the kinds of individual freedoms that women in Minnesota have access to.
Which, again, we'll just make for people that missed it the first time. PRO Act stands for Protect Reproductive Options. Go ahead, Dr. Slagle.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at this bill, it's a very short bill. It basically says you have the right to access healthcare, reproductive healthcare, without restriction. You know, when there was a lot of country, I mean, there was a 15-hour debate on this bill in the Senate. And watching this debate unfold, you know, people are talking about how extreme this law is. But when you look at the basics of it, it just basically says the lawmakers can't tell you when and if you can have an abortion, and they just don't get to be involved in that decision making, because it is so intimate. It is a decision that really you can't ever put, you know, you can't put gestational limits on it, for instance. I mean, we've talked about that. I've seen that your conversations in the show before, what it means to put some sort of arbitrary gestational age on access to abortion. But it was really interesting to watch these debates, right? People fear all of this, you know, basically fake kinds of non-medical jargon about late term and all that stuff. It just doesn't make any sense. We looked at our numbers in Minnesota about who actually gets these like late abortions later in pregnancy. There, people are suffering from, you know, really devastating diagnoses for their babies. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, you know, 5 terminations in 2021 that happened between 24 and 28 weeks, all for lethal anomalies, none that happened in the third trimester. This is just not something that happens. This is not something we perform.
It is a fairy tale, essentially, that too many Republican politicians are still spreading. I'd like to talk for just a second, because we covered this in our last hour as well, the attack on the Affordable Care Act and specifically a Texas judge wanting to strike down the screenings that can be done, cancer screenings. You know, the Affordable Care Act says that screening for mammograms is covered, but diagnostic mammograms often aren't. Tell me about this, these continued, you know, attacks on the Affordable Care Act in the area of preventive things and, you know, what people like you and Kristen are saying about the benefits since the Affordable Care Act took over.
I mean, people are always asking me, you know, how much am I going to have to pay for this? And it's like, you know, if this is an essential health benefit, if this is to keep you healthy and prevent massive health issues later on, which are just costly to the healthcare system anyway, when you diagnose something late, this is at no cost to you. So another great bill that happened in this session in Minnesota was that diagnostic imaging, if it's triggered by a screening exam that says there's an abnormality here, we need to get more information, that's covered. You don't have to pay for that. So you never have to be in a situation where I had an abnormal test, but now they're asking me to pay thousands of dollars to get an answer. And that's $1,000 I don't have. Very different from what you guys are dealing with, unfortunately, in Wisconsin right now.
Very different, but we do have bipartisan legislation, and this is an opportunity. So listen up, folks. Senate Bill 121 is out there. It is truly bipartisan, and it would give us, if there is an abnormality discovered on a screening exam, or if you are at high risk for developing breast cancer, it would give you further imaging that you need in order to ensure that your healthcare is exactly what you need it to be, that we are able to pursue that diagnosis without any cost to you. That's done in Minnesota, but we can make it happen here in Wisconsin.
So in the time that we have left here, Dr. Slagle, again, we didn't do a true compare and contrast because we just don't have much in the Wisconsin column to talk about this year for what the legislature was going to do. So bottom line, you know, in the 30 seconds that I've got for an answer here, how would you describe how family friendly the legislature was in your state this year?
That is our whole goal, is to make it so that families are healthy, right? They can access good education for their students, meals for the students so that they're not hungry, access to mental health services. We're kind of a pandemic and mental health, let's face it, has really suffered. So all of the focus was really about how do we keep people happy, healthy, and thriving in our communities. It was amazing to see.
I know Kristen tells us about it quite often that it was really something to witness and something that we would very much like to witness on this side of the St. Croix as well. Elizabeth Flagel, thank you so much for joining us on Hometown Health and helping us see the potential for a future.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. When we come back, we'll talk to our friend Luke Mathers. We think, you know, it's always a toss-up. And Kristen Lyerly will hang around as well for a little bit as we wrap up a Thursday morning and wrap up my work week here. A best of show tomorrow, back live on Monday. All that with Up North News Radio continuing right after this break.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
In the studio there. Brand new studio on State Street, right block away from the state capitol. Breaking it in. Couldn't find the camera till about 12 seconds ago, but there he is joining us now. Mr. Mathers, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Krylo. Yeah, I mean, we're still getting used to the new digs here. So, you know, it's takes some practice. I was going to get my town call logo up there, but I didn't think of it until right before jumping on the air with you. So, my apologies.
Todd Alba had his ready to go yesterday, and it has this big bright sun on there. And I didn't get a chance to ask him if the sun was rising or setting on the Todd Alba show.
It's now in the middle of the, it used to as a morning product.
Oh, I see.
It used to be rising, but now it's more kind of at the midday angle, I believe, because Mr. Alba now from 1 to 3 across the Civic Media Network.
Yes. Doing a stellar job there. All right. I'm going to be serious for a moment here because it is no small task to get that thing put together. And I know several other show hosts across Civic Media have said very well-deserved things about the engineers and the other folks who put it all together. Buddy, I know how hard you've been working on this too. So I hope you feel, I know there's still work to do, but I hope you feel a little sense of pride of what you've managed to accomplish there with your colleagues.
We're having a lot of fun here, and it's been exciting. It's been a really large lift, but the team that we have here at Civic Media has been working together to pull it off, and hats off to them. They're doing, the engineers, everybody on the programming side of things, doing tremendous work, and it wouldn't have been possible to get to where we are today now here broadcasting from the new State Street location without all the tremendous teamwork that went into making this a reality.
And look, the stuff on whether we're using Zoom or StreamYard or anything to do the video stuff is all nice, but I mean, Kristen, come on, we got to set a date down there. We got to go break in and do a live show down there, all of us.
Luke kind of looks like he's going to do like a cute little weather forecast with that screen behind him. Like,
oh, you're
do
right.
Some pointing and
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but except that it's radio. So he wouldn't really be doing that for us. But we would...
I got a statewide newscast coming up for you at 8 a.m. on the dot.
And that's where this always gets to be nerve wracking, because Luke is now, you know, helping to write a newscast that goes on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to assume you're pretty well set and can go and can spend a couple of minutes here telling us about town call and either what you've been talking about or what you've got coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I did all my homework, so I'm here and able to join you for this cross segment throughout Up North News this morning.
It's a lot easier now than in the other place, because instead of having to do this weird little dance where we slide past each other in the production closet and I go set things up in the other room, now I just do this and I step over like 2 feet.
Yeah, it works out. And there's a lot more room for Aaron and I to work next to each other rather than on top of each other like we were at the previous location. So we're having a lot of fun here at State Street.
And town call is where folks can they're far more encouraged to call in rather than the way that I continue to babble for, you know, 2 straight hours. You actually want to pick up the phone more often.
We encourage it. We highly encourage it on town call. You can join us, me and William Walter, my co-host, from 12:15 to 1 every Monday through Friday. We are bringing a new approach to hometown radio when it comes to having the listeners be the star of the show. Today, we're going to have some office hours with UW Green Bay professor John Shelton. So he's going to be joining us on a biweekly basis. And we're looking forward to having a conversation with the professor on this Thursday. But if you've got questions for him, you can call in 844-967-2789. Or if you've got an idea for a future edition of Town Call, you're like, this really needs to be talked about more here in Wisconsin, you can send the show an email, town call, real simple, just the name of the show, towncall@civicmedia.us. That is our email. You can pitch us ideas, you can give suggestions, you can say, hey, we really didn't like this, we'll take it all. So you can email us, towncall@civicmedia.us, and you can tune in to that excellent program with William Walter and I every Monday through Friday, 12:15 to 1.
Hey, Kristen, we know this Professor Shelton, don't we?
We sure do. He just happens to be an incredible professor who knows a lot about unions and organizing up here in Green Bay. But he happens to also be Representative Christina Shelton's husband. So talk about a power couple.
Oh, my goodness. I got to meet him in Green Bay a few weeks back. You introduced me to him and to Representative Shelton, and they are, I mean, the folks there are very lucky to have them, both as a teacher and as a state legislator. So I'm glad to hear he's going to be a regular. It's just from my one conversation with him, it sounds like good work out of you, Mr. Mathers.
All Mr. Walter on that one. William and John know each other. They have worked together off the air, and so we're really excited that the professor can join us on the air for Town Call. I believe every other Thursday is the plan there for our office hours with Professor Shelton. But there's so much fun stuff going on at Civic Media. We also got the Civic Media Pints going on, Civic Pints right now. So we are giving not only giving away Brewers tickets, if you're listening to the excellent Civic Media programming around the network, but if you go and donate blood in the month of July, you can be entered in to win even cooler prizes as well. We're giving away tickets to State Fair and other prizes. So if you donate, take a selfie while you're donating blood the month of July and submit it to Civic Pints on our website. You can find it at civicmedia.us/giveblood, or you can just, you know, head over to the main homepage. It's right at the top. You can click on it and participate in Civic Pints.
Wait, to be clear, Civic Pints is about donating blood, not drinking beer.
Correct. That will be a later, you know, rendition of.
It's
Civic
just that
Pints.
she got a little confused because yesterday in Arizona she was at some place called the Wanderlust Brewery.
Okay,
and I think that she was hoisting a pint at the time, if I'm not mistaken. You ended up buying merchandise there too, didn't you?
I did. I have a little bit of Wanderlust myself, so I was feeling that.
Yeah, but and of course again seeing the Pueblo, the Lambo of the Pueblo, as she called it.
So. Right. And, you know, one thing I wanted to say, Luke, is I love what you guys are doing by encouraging people to call and talk, because that's the whole point of Civic Media, is to engage in those conversations and to create that sense of community. So folks, do call in, do share your opinions, do share your feedback, because we do want to hear from you. This is all about you.
So true. And let's see, Aaron, a lot of times you have an idea of what Charlie Behrens is talking about for the Cripescast come the weekend.
Oh, it turns out there's no new episode for the Cripescast this weekend. We're just going to do a rerun of some of the greatest hits, okay? Yeah, real good there.
Okay, well.
Well, due to a programming snafu with the reshuffle, yes, last week, I think we could actually play last week's episode that was supposed to be new as a new episode this week with Rory, a comedian that sat down with Charlie. But we did not get a chance to make sure that it was FCC friendly with the chaos that was going on last week. So
yes.
We'll have that one. It will be one in the chamber that can be played out new this weekend then.
That is very important, you know, much
like
the music.
Extremely important, Pat.
Because again, podcasts don't have the same rules as radio shows. And so some people sometimes forget which one they're doing at a time. So yeah, strong work there. Thank you, Mr. Mathers. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Kristen, safe travels. Hopefully
thank
maybe
you.
Talk to you on Monday. Aaron, thank you so much. And again, thanks everyone for tuning in. Again, I will be off tomorrow, so we'll have a best of show tomorrow. I'll be back live with you come Monday morning. But remember, you can follow us all day long over at upnorthnewswi.com. And you can follow me on Facebook at Up North News. Just go to Pat Kreitlow Up North. We'll be back live on Monday. We'll see you then from up here at the lake, where it's always a beautiful day up north. See ya.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with